Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the show, it's time for another batch of new and recent releases, and we've got some good stuff on the program for you today. We're going to kick off with music from a new television series called Da Vinci's Demons, which stars Tom Riley as a young, sexy Leonardo da Vinci. The program getting moderately decent reviews, despite the fact that it doesn't really look that good. And the music is by Bear McCreary, one of the busiest and most talented composers in the realm of television. He's written music for Battlestar Galactica, The Walking Dead, Eureka, The Cape, Trauma, Human Target, Caprica, the Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles series, a lot of different stuff. And his music here is really exceptional. The period setting gives him an opportunity to really do some rich, beautiful stuff. So let's take a listen now to some of Bear McCreary's music for Da Vinci's Demons.
Thank you.
Fine music by Bear McCreary, written for Da Vinci's Demons. Next up, we have the latest collaboration between composer James Newton Howard and director M. Night Shyamalan. Now, Shyamalan hasn't really been on a hot streak in recent years. He's released a number of films which critics have really beat up on, but his collaboration with Howard has remained a pretty strong point in his career. The music is generally solid stuff. This time around, though, Howard's music for After Earth doesn't quite manage to capture the same magical feeling as his best work for Shyamalan. I don't know, maybe the composer is finally finding himself uninspired by what the director is delivering, but it has its moments, and we're certainly going to spotlight those in this next suite, but generally not on the level of Howard's best work for the director. Anyway, let's take a listen. Music by James Newton Howard, written for After Earth. Next up, a rather exciting score, one by composer Michael Giacchino, written for the latest Star Trek film. It's entitled Star Trek Into Darkness, and Giacchino builds on some of the themes he introduced for the previous movie, directed by J.J. Abrams, simply entitled Star Trek. And, I think this score might even be better than the first one. It's got some really interesting thematic ideas, one really gorgeous new theme, and like I say, it does build on those previously existing ideas in an interesting way. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com, and we're spotlighting a batch of new and recent releases on the program today. Next up, music from Michael Bay's latest film. It's called Pain and Gain, and it's a smaller-scale movie than many of his recent efforts, only cost a fraction of what the Transformers movies did. Didn't get terribly good reviews, but was generally regarded as a small step up for Mr. Bay. The score is provided by Steve Jablonsky, who's been collaborating with Bay for most of the past decade. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That's music by Steve Jablonski, written for Michael Bay's Pain and Gain. Next up, we have some music from composer Brian Tyler, written for a superhero movie, Iron Man 3. And while the Marvel films to date haven't generally had very memorable scores, this one is an exception. I did like the music Alan Silvestri wrote for Captain America, the First Avenger, and for The Avengers. But Iron Man 3 may very well be the best score Marvel has delivered to date. Tyler does a wonderful job with this one, and his end credits piece, which we'll feature at the end of this suite, is a particularly entertaining bit of music. So let's take a listen. rather entertaining music from composer Brian Tyler, written for Iron Man 3. We're going to wrap things up on today's program with yet another score from composer Bear McCreary, who we featured at the beginning of the program with Da Vinci's Demons. We'll conclude with music from Defiance, a new science fiction television series, and it's also a video game of the same name. The TV series feeds into the game, and the game feeds back into the series, and so on and so forth. An interesting sort of experiment. But Bear McCreary's music, it's another winner from the great composer. Let's take a listen to what he's offered up. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. I'll be back at you later.